views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm glad to be back. I've been gone a couple weeks, and last week I had to cancel my show because I got that awful cold flu virus that has been going around. I managed to stay healthy during all my travels and the Woman Wisdom Conference, and as soon as I got home from my last trip, it just hit me. And I know lots of people are sick, and even just dealing with, you know, many people dealing with cancers and all sorts of illnesses. So how to stay healthy is a concern for people. And today I have a guest who has helped people activate their powerful innate healer so they heal faster, easier, and stay healed. So I'm very glad to bring Robbie Hulse today to our show. She's an international speaker, holistic consultant, and award-winning author of the memoirs Secrets of Aboriginal Healing, A Physicist's Journey with a Remote Australian Tribe. And it's the inspirational true story of Dr. Gary Hulse's healing journey with a remote Aboriginal tribe in Australian outback. And this was co-authored by Robbie and her husband, Gary. He is he's actually passed away, a prominent physicist and alternative healer. And it was written at the Aboriginal people's request to reveal their healing secrets to help others. And the sequel to the book, Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, A Journey of Healing and Spirituality, will be available soon, that Robbie has written. And it's her story, too, about after contracting hepatitis C through a blood transfusion, Robbie healed herself using Australian Aboriginal healing principles. She also healed herself of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. And subsequent to the passing of her husband, Gary, Robbie journeyed to stay with an outback or Aboriginal tribe, experiencing the power of their 60,000-year-old ceremonies for herself. And you can visit her website at www.holzwellness.com. That's H-O-L-Z wellness.com. So welcome, Robbie.
Thanks, Chris. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, you first wrote this, the first book with your husband. It was about his travels and healings with the Aboriginal people. So I would love for you to share that story, how that came about for him and the outcomes of that. And
well, you know, it's a pretty interesting story, and it's actually dramatic. My husband, Gary, was a physicist, very much a highly sought-after scientist and inventor, and he was dealing with multiple sclerosis and had been a quadriplegic for quite a while. And the doctors told him that he had about 2 years left to live. He actually had probably about 7 or 6 months. And he discovered that the Aborigines, the Aboriginal people in the outback of Australia have remarkable healing abilities. And so he contacted them, and you know, they're so tuned in. They already knew he was coming. They'd been preparing for the last 4 months, even though he just discovered them the day before. So he went into the outback, hoping that they had some answers for him, and went out 10 days later with feeling in his body, which he hadn't had for 7 years, and also clumsily walking. He went in with a wheelchair, and he went in clumsily walking on the aisle on an airplane on the way back. So it was a very, very dramatic experience for him. And I think the biggest part of that, Chris, was that the Aboriginal people asked Gary to take their healing secrets out into the world because they said we civilized tribes didn't really understand how healing worked, and they wanted to help, and they wanted to help us understand how healing actually happened so that we could heal ourselves and thus heal the world. So that's really what happened from that experience in 94.
Yeah, that's great. It's an amazing story. And how much longer he lived? Another, instead of 2 years, he lived like 6 years or so?
No, he lived like 12 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
Well beyond what the doctors had told him. Yeah, I mean, it was a very dramatic shift in his life. And he came back from the outback, and that's where the second story, the second book, Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, picks up with his return from the outback and discovers that he's a very gifted healer, and a lot of the gifts that the Aborigines, that they just know how to use, he started to develop those abilities, like, you know, being telepathic, learning how to see inside the body, it, you know, helping tremendous healing come to somebody. So it's really quite an impactful experience for him in many, many levels.
Yes, and then so you met him subsequent to when he after he came back, and I was just reading your book, and that's a story in itself too, how you came to be involved with him. But and I know one of the issues for you was learning how to, you know, to be married to a man who was telepathic. Actually, he had how he knew who you were when you met was an interesting story in the book.
Yeah, we met at a 4th of July party, and apparently he told me this quite a while after we'd been married, but the first time he met me, he said that this had never happened to him before, and it really kind of freaked him out. He saw all these past lives flash across my face of all the different lives we'd had together, so he knew there was something different about me, and it really, like I said, it really freaked him out. But he could see those past lives. He didn't tell me that, but I just knew he was interested in pursuing a relationship with me, and so I was really resistant, and so he told me that he would help me learn how to. He was a very phenomenal healer at that point, and he knew exactly what to pull me in with. And he said, "I'll teach you how to heal animals if you'll come and work for me." And that was exactly what it took to hook me in. And then at one point, he actually healed one of my sisters. I come from a big Catholic family, and one of them had developed. She was going blind very quickly. She had lost all her vision in one eye and had a little bit of peripheral vision in the other eye, and that was all that was left. And that happened over like a year and a half. And so he said, "Send her out. I think I can help her." And he helped her get her vision back in 4 days' time with what was considered incurable. And I just immediately fell in love with the man. It was like somebody had just flipped the switch. So he really knew how to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, and you're saying how the Aboriginal people, you know, introduced into this healing and share their secrets. And one of the things is, He developed a close working relationship with the spirit beings that were introduced to him. So what can you share about that?
Yes. Well, that was, I mean, there were a number of things that happened in that desert that were quite life-changing for him. Not just, one of them was that being a scientist, everything is black and white. It doesn't exist if you can't prove it to me, but recognizing that there's a lot of gray, it's not provable, but it exists nonetheless. And he also discovered that he had a spirit guide named Julie that works with him. So he, I mean, that was news to him. This was really very, I mean, he was a really conservative scientist. So he was very desperate to find answers to survive. And the Aboriginal people just kept giving him new awarenesses that would really shake up his life. And one of them was that he had this spirit guide named Julie working with him. So when he came back from the outback, he started developing a very intimate relationship with Julie, where they worked together so that he was sort of the vehicle for this healing, and he became the conduit. He became her eyes, and they worked together. And it was actually quite amazing what they were able to do together, depending on the person's soul journey, if they were supposed to heal or not. And that we talk about that in the next book, Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, how just dramatic stuff, people healing from AIDS and cancer and children with blindness. So, and that's actually probably one of the most dramatic things for me as well, Chris, is to recognize that we all do, we have a spirit guide with us at all times, and to learn to lean on them more often. I liken it to, we're like the ground crew. And we've got this team of assistants on the other side. We're the human member. And so ask and let them help you with whatever it is you need help with, whether it's healing or finding the right career or whatever, but allow them to assist you for more than just parking spaces. It's a life changer.
I love that, more than parking spaces. We call them our parking guides a lot, don't we?
they're so much capable of much more than that.
So much more. Would you please just ask for, you know, something big for me to help you with? And that just begs the question of, you know, how do people communicate if they aren't aware that there is a spirit guide with them? Because many people aren't aware. We don't see or we don't feel it. And it dispense belief for some, you know. But how do you start on the path of finding your spirit guide, or even just beginning a communication and then even knowing that you're getting a response? All that is a, you know, big area for people.
Oh, yeah, we could talk for days about that. I love it. And there's a lot of information up on the blog section of my a website for that, like how to communicate better, how they communicate, because they're constantly communicating. We just don't pick up on a lot of it, and so I help people recognize the signs. But it's just understanding that they're walking beside you, at least one, if not more. You'll have a team depending on what's going on. Like I have when I do consultations and I help people heal, I call in this beautiful healing team to assist with that. So it's not just me. It's a higher consciousness coming on board, a very tremendous higher consciousness coming on board. So wake up to the fact that there's a spirit guide with you at all times, very lovingly guiding, protecting. But the thing is, this is a free will planet. They're not allowed to step in until you ask. So you've got to ask. And we can go into that later a little bit more.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you do need to ask for help. Just I think that's one of the first, you know, universal laws, and it's self first, you know, to, you know, take care of yourself. You've got to ask for that. And some of that, I think, is awareness of what it is you're wanting, you know, become clear, you know, get that clarity of what it is you're looking for in your life. So, you know, the questions to ask, and all that is a lot of inner work, which I know you talk about too in the book, and you talk about your, you know, it's a journey. It's an inward journey to explore all these issues and tapping into that healing for ourselves. Part of that is that inward journey that you'd explore on your own personal level. But we're going to take a break now. This is Chris Stanis, and we'll come back and talk more with Robbie Holtz when we come back.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
a retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Robbie Holtz. She's the author of The Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening. So, Robbie, I would love for you, you know, in your book you talk about you've had two major brushes with death, and you've also recovered from your illnesses, you know, hepatitis C, which there's supposedly no cure for, and fibromyalgia, which I know a lot of people out there have suffered from. So tell us about that and how you recovered, how you, you know, working with your spirit guides to heal yourself from this, and how that all transpired.
Sure. Well, I delivered my son back in 85, and I ended up with a blood transfusion that had hepatitis C with it. So I ended up with, at that time, they didn't even know what it was called. They didn't even have a name for it. They called it non-A, non-B, hepatitis. And if they didn't have a name, they sure as heck didn't have a cure. So the hepatitis almost killed me, and then the experimental treatment they put me on almost killed me. And at that point, there was nothing that Western medicine could offer me. And so I was really determined to stay alive because I had this little boy. And that was a high motivator to find answers. And that's when I started looking and discovering there are all kinds of answers out there. And I've since healed myself of the hepatitis C and the fibromyalgia. And I know that was part of my soul's journey because it got me on this path of just passionately pursuing teaching other people how to heal, that they've got this really powerful innate healer in them, and to recognize what's been blocking this healing and also what created it in the first place. So that's my real big thing, is to help other people recognize how to heal. Here's what's going on, Chris. Most of us are not supposed to be getting sick. Some of us, yes, we come in to experience things. They're usually born that way. This is what their soul's journey is going to entail. But most of us are making this life much harder than it needs to be. We're struggling more, and there's a lot more pain. And our bodies are just crumbling under this emotional weight that we're asking them to do. That's one of the things that I teach people in these consultations, is to wake up to getting that mind on board, helping you rather than creating these problems. And like the Aboriginal people tell you, you've got to get to the emotional root of this physical challenge, this physical illness. There's always an emotional core, even to a blood transfusion. There's an emotional root to that. And if you don't pull that out and uproot it, it's just like picking the top of a dandelion. It's going to grow right back. And, you know, there's a rising fibromyalgia at the time. They didn't have a name for it. I had to research a book from England to find out what this was that I had. It's like a bucket load of symptoms. They don't know what to call it. And that there's now it's not, it affects a lot of women. It also affects men, but mainly women. And it also is starting to affect teenagers, which is interesting. And what fibromyalgia is usually, the emotional root to that is, it's extreme stress. It's just your body's just crashing under this emotional weight. So I want the listeners to know that you have the ability to heal, and most of us are not supposed to be needing to go through this. So there is tremendous hope. Even when, like the Western doctors told me there wasn't anything to help me with the hepatitis, that's just what they know at the moment. So I want them to know that there's a lot of answers out there.
Well, and let's talk about the Aboriginal natural healing principles that you also used. I mean, I know you did work before you went to Australia, and you were working with some naturopaths and people who, you know, you write about in your book, you know, that interesting experiences that you know, brought you all into this alternative type healing and not even knowing that this was what it was. But, you know, so you worked with the naturopath and some psychic people, and you studied all this. And then you also went to Australia with these. So I would love to hear about the natural healing principles that they shared with you.
Sure. You know, and that's why we made sure that book got out there, because I get people contacting me saying, how do I get to Australia? Who do I contact there? And it's like, you don't need to go to Australia to heal. They gave us everything you need to know right here in this book. It's these five basic principles. And they all involve the mind. And I think it's so fascinating that, you know, the Aboriginal people have had this wisdom that they passed on for at least 60,000 years long, just, if not probably much longer than that. And science is just waking up to what the Aboriginal people have always known. So, like quantum physics, what you focus on is what you create. It's psychoneuroimmunology. That's what Gary came back and practiced after he went into the outback. He realized that's what they're practicing. So they're showing you, the Aboriginal people are showing you, the mind is the biggest factor in healing. But what's really important is that body, mind, and spirit, that body, mind, and soul need to be balanced and aligned. So when you get those three aligned, that's when the healing can happen. It will always happen if they're all aligned. But most people, the most of what Western medicine does is they tend to focus on the body rather than what's the emotional component to this. So the Aboriginal people have taught us that you've got to become aware. First of all, you've got to be willing. You may have something unconsciously holding you back from wanting to get healed totally. Maybe there's secondary gain from being ill. Maybe you get a lot of attention. So you need, that's the first step, is are you willing to heal? The second step is gaining an awareness. Why is this in your path? I love the Aboriginal wisdom. The more I understand what they believe in, the more it's just dramatically changed my life. They believe, and I would totally agree, and I'm sure you would too, Chris, everything has a purpose to it. There's no accidents. Everything has a reason for being there in your life. There's no misfits, no random acts. Everything has a reason. And so you have to understand, why is this illness here in my life? What's it here to? It's here as a gift. It's here to teach me something. It's here to help me grow, because this is a soul's game. You're here as a soul presently incarnated in physical body. So why is this here to help me grow? And that's what I needed to learn, that the hepatitis C and the fibromyalgia were here to wake me up to what's really going on. And it's not a career. It's not this fast-paced life. It's this inner life, and it's getting me to go down this totally different path, which I love, but I had to go kicking and screaming. That's why I had to almost die twice, you know? And so that's a couple of steps right there, is an awareness. And then, of course, the next step is acceptance. You may not like it, but it's definitely here for a reason. It's definitely here to help you in some way. So have an acceptance, including people in your life and including events that have happened. It's there for a reason. And then, of course, the fourth step, which we know is so powerful, is focus. Our minds are so powerful, and every thought is creating something. So you want to be really careful that you're focusing on what you want. There's a great quote about Mother Teresa would never attend an anti-war rally, but only pro-peace, because she would never want to give any energy to the war. And it's not about denying that you have an illness or repressing it or stuffing it. Far from it. That's a denial. That's not at all what we're saying. We're saying have an awareness that it's there. Let it surface. Have an awareness, but focus on being well. Don't keep focusing on the pain. That's just going to create more pain. Focus on being well. And then the last step, obviously the book goes into more detail, but the last final step is empowerment. Take your power back. If I had believed what the doctors told me, I know I wouldn't have survived. I wouldn't have made it to beyond another 10 years at the most. So take your power back. Just because that's what they know at the moment or that's what someone else believes doesn't mean that's necessarily the truth. And if you don't think you're going to get better, chances are you won't. That's a huge factor, is the mind. So get your power back. Be responsible for whatever you've created. No criticism. Just uncreate the wherever you've blocked energy or whatever you've created that you want to just create something different. I love how the Aboriginal people, it's like there's no criticism when they've realized something. They're just like, okay, aha. It's no forgiveness. It's just an aha. I love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because, you know, we do that so much. We beat ourselves up. Well, even when we realize and become aware of these things, then we go around beating ourselves up, and we're back to square one.
Yeah, now you have an understanding. This beautiful planet creates tremendous contrast. And, you know, I love that the Aboriginal people, if you look at their culture, I think they're incredibly advanced, incredibly awakened. They're really operating in a much higher dimensional place than we are, vibration, whatever you want to call it. But They teach their children from day one. In fact, it's so interesting. They don't have words for, like, time. They don't have words, possessive words like my. Everything is shared. They aren't into competition. There's no judgment. There's no comparisons. There's no criticism. It's really geared more towards love, and it's really that simple. Either you're hanging out in love-based emotions, which are so healing, or you're hanging out sometimes like we tend to do where the mind is creating a lot of fear, and that's what's created a lot of problems on the planet, is our minds have become sort of in charge rather than the servant that it was designed to be. So, and the Aboriginal people know that, and they are very much moving from a heart-centered, love-centered, how can I be of service, totally recognizing this connection to Mother Earth and honoring the ancestors. It's a different way of life, and they've never lost their connection to the planet. They've never lost their connection to this unified field. They'll tell you that we got into trouble when we started speaking out loud. And we stopped being telepathic to each other, to everything. And the Aboriginal people have never lost that. They've always stayed in that connection. And when we started speaking out loud, which the Aboriginal people will tell you is very primitive, it's very chaotic, we couldn't hear the trees singing to us. We couldn't hear the mountains talking. We didn't tap in as much to this unified field or this greater consciousness. We were just more absorbed in the mind. And I think that we've swung way out. And with the work that you do and others are doing, we're swinging back into that balance again and honoring who we are and that we're all one, all connected.
Yeah, there's a lot of swinging back, but we live in such a chaotic world. You know, it's such fast-paced, and we're constantly, you know, that's the struggle people have of battling that. How can I get back to a more simple life, you know? We're all so busy, and not only just busy in our external world of all the things we have to do, our minds are so busy too. Yak, yak, yak. And besides speaking out loud, it's our inner voice talking too in our minds that keeps us from, you know, like you say, hearing the trees sing and the mountains talk. Well, we're going to take another break. This is Chris Stainis with Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more about Aboriginal healings.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. That was Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD. So check that out on our website, womenofwisdom.org, under our products button. And there's some great music from our singers that we've had at the conference. Well-known women musicians, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, many more. Back here talking with Robbie Holt. So, Robbie, can you give your contact information, websites, and about your new book coming out?
Sure. They can get a hold of me at Robbie, that's R-O-B-B-I-E, at holzwellness.com, H-O-L-Z, and then wellness.com. And my website is holzwellness.com. I know it's pronounced Holtz, like there's a T in it, but it's really just H-O-L-Z. It really confuses people. So, and they can always call me at 425-967-5514. I do a lot of one-hour consultations with people to help them learn how to heal themselves so they can heal faster and stay healed, get that emotional root pulled out and released once and for all.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we were talking about that in the last segment about the emotional roots, and that's so true. And a lot of times we aren't willing to look at that. But if you talk to most people who have had healings or near-death kind of experiences, they can trace it. If you really do that inner work, you can trace it back to emotions. But it takes a dedication and a lot of work to do that. And like you said, a willingness. One of the steps at the Aboriginals. Well, let's talk about, because you also went to Australia and worked with an Aboriginal tribe. And what it was like when you first arrived, how it felt to you.
Yeah. Well, and that Gary had gone in 1994, and I was invited in 2008 to participate in women's healing ceremonies. The Aboriginal people had decided to open up their healing ceremonies and invite people from around the world, and it was the women. They wanted to invite other women. And so it was kind of an experiment to see, does this work? Now, the men were really against it. They did not want foreigners coming in and performing these ceremonies. First of all, they knew they were incredibly powerful. They were concerned about that. And they weren't too reticent to open up their world to the white person. And the women prevailed. And so the men actually were away from where the ceremonies were happening. And they were sort of holding down and grounding and making sure that we were safe. And we went, there were about, I can't remember exactly how many, may have been as many as 12 of us or 20 of us from around the world assembled, and we flew into Uluru, Ayers Rock, in the outback, and then we were taken by sort of jeep or truck to where the site was where we were going to be doing these ceremonies. And I remember getting there, and if you've been to Australia, you know that the dirt is red, and it's just, the desert is so barren, and it's so harsh. And I remember getting there thinking, I really haven't thought this through. What am I doing here? It just feels so foreign and scary. And I remember hearing a plane overhead, just feeling relief that there was a plane and civilization not far away. I was just really panicked about it. So, but when I met the Aboriginal people, they're so beautiful. They're so in a love-based, and there was a language barrier. We had one Aboriginal woman who knew how to speak English and be the liaison with us, but their dances, their singing, they have so much gratitude and joy that they live in. They live in the moment. There's so many lessons for us there. And the ceremonies that we created, it kept building and building. You could feel the energy building over this week. And the last day, we just had torrential thunderstorms that we just kept circling the camp that I didn't realize that we had created that because their energy is so strong. They don't pray for rain. They just know that something's out of alignment, and so they get things back in alignment. And they had created these really powerful storms. And I remember going back to the Hotel Concierge by Uluru, and they said, wow, we haven't seen storms like that in like 5 years. We haven't seen Uluru lit up like that with those beautiful purple colors from the rain. So it was really an honor to be there. They were giving us their blessing. I could see that they were working on us. They were certainly working on me during the night. I think they're working on all of us, because if I would wake up during the night, I would see these sort of squiggly Aboriginal patterns, and I knew that they were uploading powerful things to get our vibration up high enough to perform these ceremonies. And I knew they were telepathic, so I was really a little bit more aware of my thoughts and what I was thinking, because I knew they were very, even though we were separated by, their camp was on one side, our camp was on the other, the white women were on the other, that I was very well aware that they were still communicating and contacting, and I was with a friend who knew how to communicate with them and had been communicating for some time remotely, telepathically, and just, oh my gosh, they're just such beautiful, in service, tremendous gratitude and love emanating from them, and joy, very, very joyful people.
That sounds great. And so from that, what is it, something you just experienced, and or can you come home and recreate those kinds of ceremonies yourself?
You know, that's an interesting question, Chris. And I go into more detail in this, you know, the sequel, the book about Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, because I think what that did was it sort of, whether we knew it or not, whether the white women knew it or not, what they were doing was they were sort of planting seeds in us of awakening and awareness to higher levels that continued to flourish over time. And so I remember being in one of the ceremonies, and of course, we all were very sworn to secrecy about what happened during the ceremonies, but I'm only talking about what's okay for me to talk about. And one of my experiences, what I could feel, I could actually feel we were one. I mean, I think a lot of us have that intellectualization that we know it, but I could actually feel it. And that's what I think the Aboriginal peoples, they don't just know it, they feel it. And so I had a very unique experience during these ceremonies of just sort of seeing everything blend into each other, and just sort of, it was just all one. And I go into it more in the book, because it's kind of hard to describe. And there were other things, too, that I gained from being around these higher vibrational people. You just start getting greater clarity. You're just at greater peace and happiness being in these higher vibrational states. So, yeah, it was, you come home, and I think that what I realized in the Outback, to be honest, I think that was Gary's way of saying goodbye. He had passed a year before, and I know he was part of the reason that I was invited in to participate in this beautiful ceremonies for a week, was because of his help from the other side of the veil. And I think it was also his way of saying, it's time for you to move on now in your life. It's time to stop grieving. It's time for you to. The Outback was a perfect setting for him to say that journey had come full circle, and it's time now to move into the next adventure of your life and become the healer that you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned, I'm wondering about this, the experience you had of feeling your vibration being raised and that they were working on you. Mm-hmm. I think it's very hard in a Western mind, you know, can you come home? Have you been able to maintain that higher vibration, given in our culture how we get bombarded with lower vibrations? How have you dealt with that?
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing, is that the Aboriginal people gave us insights into these. It's not like you have to go to the Outback to experience that. They gave us an awareness that this is there, and that you have that accessible to you at any time. I've managed to maintain it by paying attention to, and anybody can, what am I eating? Because if you're eating processed food, and it's dead food, it's going to lower your vibration. If you're eating fresh, local, organic, it's vibrating higher, it's going to raise your vibration. If you're doing exercise or movement, it's going to raise. If you're into fear-based emotions, it's going to lower. And, you know, if you're in more gratitude and joy, that's really going to propel you up into these higher vibrational states. But I think one of the most effective things you can do is meditate. And I've made sure that since I've come back from that Outback experience, that I meditate every day, which allows this higher vibrational state to happen so much easier. And it just kind of buoys you back up again. It's a great way to turn off the mind. And I can see energy, and I can see that the flow just gushes in and floods in when that mind gets quiet and the body gets quiet. So it's allowing that vibrational state to be raised just by getting quiet. And I have a friend who says, if you don't think you've got 10 minutes to meditate, you need to go sit down for an hour and think about that. And I just love that. I think that's so true. Find time to quiet that mind. Find time to get back into that present moment. You can do that even just throughout your day, being in the present moment, not letting the mind take you off into your to-do list or what you got to do tomorrow or what you did, you know, yesterday, but being totally present and hearing the birds in the background or feeling your clothes against your skin, that's going to raise your vibration up. All these little tricks can do that. And it, as you know, it's phenomenal. It's immensely, there's a lot of joy and peace and clarity when you're in these higher vibrational states.
Yeah, that's so true. And sometimes we think we have to go through drastic measures. And you went through drastic measures, you know, nearly dying a couple of times. But, you know, we and I think what you're saying is we don't have to do that. We, you know, it's just quieting our mind and taking the time every day. Like you said, it doesn't have to be, it even doesn't have to be a long time. Even if you spend 5-10 minutes of time for yourself and letting go of the chatter in your mind. So you're talking about, you know, worrying about this and that. Is so beneficial for our health, and just some really great pointers there for people to work on for themselves. So that's great. I encourage people to, when the book comes out, it's going to come out April 10th, it sounds like there's a lot of really good material in the book for helping people with that. So we're going to take another break now. It's Chris Stainis with Voices of Woman. We'll come back and talk more with Robbie Holtz.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking about Aboriginal healings and all things you can do. And I want to go more into that, Robbie, about how people can heal themselves.
Right. That's a great question to let our listeners know more about how they can heal themselves, because they are powerful healers, but a lot of people don't realize that they're unconsciously creating problems in their body. You want to become aware that some of these emotions, not that there's anything wrong with it. I mean, it's fine to experience it all, but it's just that some emotions are really hard on the body, and they can become really toxic over time. So, for instance, if you have a lot of grief, you tend to hold that. We tend to hold grief in our chest area, the breast area. And if you're holding a lot of grief and you're not releasing it, you're going to slow down that heart chakra. You're going to create some problems in that area. And so if you happen to have heart problems or breast cancer in your family, you need to become even more aware that you can be more susceptible if you're creating a lot of problems of blockages of energy and slowing down that chakra in that area. So you want to become aware of what is fear-based, toxic, negative emotions in you. And some of the most toxic emotions and hardest on the body are going to be self-hatred and guilt. I didn't realize guilt is even more hard on the body than anger, because guilt, it's just sustaining, it's hanging in there, whereas anger tends to be quick, fast release. And I was raised Catholic. I have got guilt so quietly running in the background, I don't even know it. And that's what I help people recognize, is that they're kind of got in default mode or autopilot running in the background. So you want to become aware of that and turn it around into more healing energies, because it's a different type of cell that we created. Dr. Emoto showed us in his water experiments that that's a different cell. It's actually sticky and gunky, and it slows the chakras down, and it slows that healing force from going into certain areas. So emotions that are, it's very simple, and that's what I love about the Aboriginal people. They'll tell you it's always very simple. It's just that we civilized tribes tend to make it really chaotic and complicated. But if you're in love-based emotions, it's going to be very healing. It's going to create a higher vibrational cell, and disease can't sustain in these higher vibrational cells, whereas the other one, the fear-based, it's like swampy, a perfect breeding ground for disease. So some of the most healthiest emotions that are the fastest healing are going to be something like gratitude and forgiveness, joy. Those are really high vibrational cells that disease can't sustain when you're in that sort of thing long enough and sustaining those higher vibrational emotions. So that's something that people can become more aware of and just sort of pay attention to. How often am I marinating in grief or depression or resentment, which is really hard on the body, and how often am I throughout the day hanging out in gratitude, hanging out in just joy, peace, passion, compassion? They're all good. So there's a difference. And that's something that anybody can become aware of. And you know, that it's really the emotions are simply telling you, like a dashboard on a car, it starts blinking, letting you know you're moving away from this love base when you start getting into this resentment or anger or jealousy. And now when you keep ignoring that and keep creating more of that heavy stuff that's hard on the body, now it's like a dashboard that's lit up all the time. And that's called fibromyalgia. That's called cancer, whatever. And whereas the doctors tend to take that light bulb out from the dashboard, you want to know what created that and go back and alleviate that so that you not only heal it faster, but you stay healed. That's the difference.
Yeah, because they're not dealing with those emotions. Eventually, it very likely could come back because it's still there on the dashboard. You just don't see it.
Right.
And then changing that, you know, I love that changing that, like guilt and shame are, you know, and there's a lot of shame for women particularly. And you know, to be aware that you're feeling that, because then you can go, okay, I forgive myself. And to be grateful for what is in your life versus hating what's there. Look to what's there that you can be grateful for and focus on that. So it's just, it's kind of like just switching things around, because we can just wallow in our guilt and shame and not think of, how can I replace that? How can I bring these higher vibrations? Do you have any advice for people?
Well, and I think if it's really helpful to remember, this is a soul's game. You're here for a soul opportunity. It's such an amazing thing to just be in a physical body, and for an etheric spirit. And we grow so fast here. We learn so fast because it's a free will planet and because we have these emotions and bodies that help shift us very easily. So the emotions and bodies are really powerful tools to get our attention, and we tend to change a lot faster. It's kind of like you're going to change through pain or inspiration, and a lot of us, it's like, how bad does it have to get before you're willing to change and to stop hanging out in these lower vibrational states and start moving into this more love-based, what can I find to be compassionate? And what's happening is we're waking up to, it's just the mind feeding us this stuff. It's all good. It all serves a purpose. That's what I love about the Aboriginal people. They're like, these things come to us. They're here as an experiment or experience. It's here to give you a gift. What's it here to teach you? What's it here to give you? What's the blessing, the gift? Experience that and then release it and move on. What's next? Whereas what we tend to do is we hang on to this stuff and we hang on to it. My gosh, if not a lifetime, sometimes lifetimes. And it's about, okay, it came here for a reason. Let it go. Let it go, and then let's move on. That's. If I had hung on to, why did I get that blood transfusion? I didn't really need it, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's not going to heal. You can't heal something unless you have total forgiveness around everything and everyone. And it's really more of an aha, an awareness. And that mind, that beautiful, powerful mind, tends to hang on to things because it has certain perspectives and expectations. And actually, we're believing what the local tribe is believing. We're buying into it rather than seeing the whole bigger perspective. So I encourage people to step back and see, what's the bigger picture here? We all agreed to this. We all signed up for it. This person's in my life for a reason. Why? What's the blessing in it?
Well, that's so great. And, yeah, to really get that objective view. And it's true. We hang on to things, and that's the danger in that, of, you know, just how can we release that? To really, you know, we've got to be able to step back and like you say, see the bigger picture is a great way to look at it, to really see what, you know, why am I doing this? What's its purpose? And do I still want to be here? Do I want to be in this lower vibration? Do I want to be in this jealousy, resentment? Do I want to be angry? You know, all those things, and realize that you really don't, and what you can bring in and how to bring in by, you know, going to those higher vibration feelings of gratitude, forgiveness, and joy. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Robbie.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. And again, check out our website. It's www.holzwellness.com, H-O-L-Z, wellness.com. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of the Women of Wisdom Foundation and the conference. So we just had our conference just barely a month ago. We're still relishing that joy about that, and we're having a gratitude party on Monday night for people who have participated and helped create the conference. And that's, you know, another way to just be in that grateful place of that we can do this for people, that we can bring women together. So that's great. You can check out our website of our up-and-coming events at womanofwisdom.org. We have monthly drum circles, quarterly, or every so often we have a women's dance. In May, we're going to do our annual Sacred Pampering Day for women, and lots of really, really fun stuff. Also, you can check out my website, which is chrysalisleadership.com, and I do leadership circles, empowerment circles for women, teach circle leadership, and consult and coach with people, and I'd love to talk to you. Feel free to contact me at info@ chrysalisleadership.com. Okay, well, we are at the end of our show, and I'm so glad that you were able to spend the time with me on Voices of Women today. We'll be back next week with another special guest, and have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.